Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, there's news about newly elected Senator Chris Van Hollen. Big job for him.
Well, yes, the longtime congressman from Montgomery County, who just won the Senate seat that Barbara Mikulski vacated on her retirement, has been given one of the toughest jobs in politics. It's going to be up to him to help the Democrats regain a working majority in the United States Senate by 2018. Good luck there.
Well, he has very successful record in that area, doesn't he? But in the House.
He does. I probably should say right away that the reason this is such a tough job is that more than half of the 48 Democrats currently in the Senate will be up for re-election in 2018, while compared to only 8 of the Senate's 52 Republicans. So you can see that the odds right there are bad. Now, in the House, of course, he had to deal with people come up every time, and this year has been a terrible year for the House. But the Senate is particularly important because it's the check, the only check the Democrats kind of have left on President Trump and the Republican majority in Congress. So they need those Democrats at least to be a filibuster-proof gang.
So there's a great record behind him, and this is why Senator Schumer decided that he was the man.
You know, the truth is, this is a hard job. He is actually the first senator-elect to be given the job of chairman of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. It usually goes to more senior people, but they chose Van Hollen to step right in this time.
There's some other news, apparently. Either he's already knows or he's about to be appointed to Mikulski's seat on the Appropriations Committee.
That's right. And actually, it seems to me like that was a kind of a sweetener for this deal, that to get Van Hollen to take this terrible other job. I mean, he really wanted to be on Appropriations. Of course, it's very important for Maryland because we have so many federal agencies. But there was just the one vacancy. It was the seat that Barbara Mikulski has surrendered. But there was no lock that it should go to someone from Maryland. There was a lot of competition for that job. But somehow Van Hollen managed to secure that vacancy, which is also very rare for a freshman senator to get, at the same time that he agreed to take on this senator-electing role, boosting the majority. So it looks like kind of a sweetheart package there.
Karen, really good for the state of Maryland. It sounds like the new man has two jobs. And again, we just have to hope he does the kind of job that he's always done. So, Karen, thank you so much for being with us. For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.